Saga Egmond presents The Vanishing Child by Jennifer Harvey, read by Susie James. For Paolo and Helena, with all my love. Prologue. Jonathan Hutton, July 1972. I should have listened, Mom. I should have done as you told me. You come straight home, you hear me? And don't talk to anyone. How many times did you tell me that? And how many times did I promise you I would always do as you said? But I didn't stick to my promise. I didn't do what you told me to, and now I'm so sorry, Mom. I'm so, so sorry. Oh, and I wish so hard he would go away. I close my eyes and pray with all my heart to get out of here, to be back home with you, to be safe. I just want to go back in time. Just one day, that's all. Let me go back one day. Back to the moment I was walking up the hill. Because then I'll just keep on walking, Mom. I'll just keep on pushing my bike up the hill. And when he comes up to me, I'll be polite, just as you always told me to be. I'll say, thank you, when he offers to help me. I'll say, that's okay, I can make it home from here. Yes, that's what I'll do. That's what I'll say. I won't feel tired. I won't feel hot. I won't feel annoyed that the tire is punctured. Instead, I'll think about Dad and how he told me he would show me how to repair it. I'll keep my promise to him and wait so we can fix it together. Honestly, Mom, I'll keep on walking up the hill until I get to the top, and then I'll freewheel down. And at the bottom, I'll walk the last few yards until I am home. I'll just walk in the door like any other day. It will be like any other day. I won't stop to talk to him. I won't follow him inside. I'll just keep on walking. I'll come home. And you'll ask me what happened, and I'll show you the tire, and you'll smile and make me a glass of lemonade and tell me to rest up, and then we'll wait for Dad to come home. And after dinner, he'll ruffle my hair and we'll go out into the yard and he'll show me what to do. A boy should know how to fix a punctured tire, he'll say, and I'll nod and hunker down and watch what he does and learn. Make it happen this way, Mom. Please make it happen. Take me back in time. I'm praying so hard for it. Just one day. That's all. Please, please. Because it's so dark down here. It's so, so dark. And I know he's going to hurt me. I saw it in his eyes. He wants to hurt me, just like those other boys. He wants to do to me what he did to them. Please, Mom, please. Take me back. Just one day. Let me come home. Chapter 1. The call came out of the blue. The voice on the other end of the line was professional, but gentle, too, and sympathetic. Hi, I'm Susie McCall, the caller said. I'm a palliative care nurse at the Cascadia Hospice. I'm calling on behalf of your father, Robert Allen. I had no idea how she got a hold of my number and didn't know how to react. I just muttered something like, oh, okay, too shocked to say much more, because hearing Rob's name alongside the words palliative care hit me far harder than I expected. Susie told me she was calling to ask if I wanted to come and say goodbye to him. He's spoken about his family so often, she explained, and I think he would like to have someone with him when the time comes. When the time comes. I couldn't quite absorb that. I could tell from the tone of her voice that the thought of Rob dying with no family beside him upset her. It was clear she wanted to help him and that she cared about what happened to him. I listened to her and couldn't help thinking she'd made a mistake. She had to be talking about someone else, because my father wasn't the sort of man people cared about. At least, not enough to go to the effort of calling around and trying to gather his family together one last time. That wasn't the man I knew in any case. That wasn't my father. If she knew our history, I thought, she'd understand there was no chance of any of us going up there. But Susie seemed determined. She had the key to his house, she explained. I could stay there while I visited him in the hospice. She could get the place ready for me, make up the guest bedroom. It wouldn't be a problem. My grandma is his neighbor, she told me, and I've known Rob my whole life. It would really mean so much to him, to all of us, really. She spoke about him as if he were family.